Oregon's three former governors announced their opposition today to the state's casino ballot measures. Measure 82 amends the Constitution to allow non-tribal casinos and requires those casinos to give a percentage of their revenues to the state lottery. Measure 83 authorizes such a casino to Multnomah County at Wood Village. Christian Fodenwenzel has more.
Governor John Kitzhaber appears in ads against the two measures. Now, three of his predecessors, Republican Vic Atiyah and Democrats Barbara Roberts and Ted Kulongoski, are saying jointly that if Measure 82 and 3 passed, casinos could be built anywhere in the state. Roberts says more casinos will not improve Oregon's quality of life.
This is not about water features or movie theaters or farmers markets or fine dining. This is about money, big money. Gambling money, and it will bring with it problems that Oregon communities don't need and can't afford to deal with.
The campaign manager for Yes on 82 and 83, Stacey Dykus, says she's not surprised that Oregon's tribal casinos and the elected officials they supported in the past have come out against the measures. She says her campaign is giving Oregonians the information they need to decide for themselves. I'm Christian Fodenwenzel reporting.